Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Replay Podcast, recorded live on August 31st, 2017. I'm your host, Joel Rinke, and joining me as always is the star-studded cast.
Star-studded cast.
Which is Jordan Sellers, Midge Drake, and Adam Sackley. R behind Oh dear.
This was a bad choice.
You said R.
No, you said is. I was correcting you.
I don't know.
So, and joining me this week, I couldn't even remember it.
Joining me this week, as always, are here. Exactly.
I shouldn't try and correct the grammar on air. That's probably not a good thing.
How are you all doing?
Yeah,
I'm
all right.
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Quiet week.
Fighting through it.
Yeah. Fighting through it. Oh, yeah, your sickness is...
Yeah, my throat is still messed up.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't really talk for longer than an hour at a time, so I'll see how we go.
Hopefully much better, because last week you were very low.
I listened back and it was, oh, wow, okay.
Yeah.
I sound like I've got some gravel in my face. Yeah.
Remember, if you are listening live and you can't stick around for the full show, you can pick up where you left off on the following Monday on our iTunes, Wooshka, and YouTube page. Links which can be found on Facebook page at facebook.com/replayAU.
Which hopefully is where you're listening to this right now.
Mm-hmm. Coming up on the show this week, we'll be talking about the fractured butthole.
What happened, Joel? What happened to your butthole?
It was a terrible story. I'll get right into that fractured butthole that I had. Game of the Year Bethesda game, our obligatory Blizzard update, SNES and Player on Battlegrounds stream sniping controversy, which we had a bit of a tangent before the show even started. So
yeah, this is an interesting topic. I'm surprised it gets us so riled up.
Because you have two different views, and we know your view on stream sniping. Mm.
It's okay. Don't have to cry. It's
fine. Starting already. But first, what have we been playing this week, guys? I suppose we'll go around with... We'll start with you, Mitch, because Adam and Jordan have kind of the same thing.
Yeah. I've been... because assignment work's really kind of throwing me for a loop, and I've finally finished it. What I've been playing this week has literally been what I've been playing in here, waiting for this show to start, which is Saints Row 2 on my PC.
Really?
That's all I've played this week.
An odd choice. Wow.
It runs, it's nice.
I never see you on your Xbox anymore.
Oh, it's because it's a living room machine now.
Yeah, it's just a stream machine.
Yeah, Tia's watched all of the Degrassi series on Netflix. It's four seasons of that, and she's finished it. You got Netflix and Stan,
I noticed.
Yeah. Stan's better. I like Stan better.
I was going to think of getting Stan, because I got Netflix.
Yeah.
Do you recommend Stan at all?
Definitely.
Because I see it there as, what, like $10 a month or something?
Yeah, well, because I presume that your parents pay for Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want to buy yourself Stan,
yeah,
it's well worth it. There's extra stuff on there.
Right. I did a free month of Stan, and I really liked it, but I just couldn't justify paying for Netflix and Stan at the same time.
We use it for... Because it's just different films.
Yeah.
And it's supporting an Australian streaming service.
Okay.
That isn't Foxtel-based, which is like... A unicorn, really? The fact that it exists still is surprising.
Is Stan Australian?
Yeah.
It's a unicorn.
I had no idea. I thought it was an American-based.
No.
Just like Netflix.
And all of Hamish and Andy's, like, stuff is on there.
Oh, yeah, stuff, yeah.
Because I saw the cartoons, like, the main ones, like, what, the regular show on Adventure Time and stuff. Is Preacher on there as well?
Yes.
Because that's one that I wanted to watch.
I watched the first episode of that, and I do want to continue.
Right. So I need to get Stan.
I do recommend it, except I do a thing which really irritates Tia, where I pretend to be Randy Marsh, because I think it's like season 18 or 19 of South Park. He goes, Stan! So every time I watch Stan, I do that, and she gets really mad at me.
Gosh. Now I know what to do next time I see Tia. Stan! Oh god!
And that's why you should buy Stan. Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
We started at Saints Row. How did I get there? Because
you were surprised that he was playing Saints Row. I'm more surprised your only game was this short window of 1 hour, which is just Saints Row.
Because I've been working on other stuff, and like when I get home, I pass out because it's been a really big week.
Mm. It's a good point. But still quite surprised.
Oh, this weekend's just going to be hot and whatever else I feel like at the time.
Mm.
I will likely probably try and pick up Dishonored 2 and keep playing that a bit more because I haven't really had enough time on my TV to play games.
Yep.
Mm. Maybe The Witcher 3 again?
Yeah.
See how we go.
I'm kind of the same. I do want to play Dishonored.
Yeah?
because my friend gifted me Dishonored 1.
Yeah.
And I haven't played it yet.
I recommend it. It's fun.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I've always wanted to touch in this Dishonored series, but I just...
Well, I don't finish with it. I can give it a link
to
you.
Oh, that's right. Oh, no, my brother's actually got it. I just haven't bothered installing it on my console.
You can bother him.
Yeah.
Oh, he'll let you borrow it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Friendly guy.
He's like right next to you. Just across the hall. It's fine.
Yeah. So, for this week, I haven't been playing too many different things, but yesterday, the Destiny PC beta went live.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the day before it was up for people who pre-purchased it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I
this one right here.
I wasn't game enough to do that. I don't know if I've said on this show. I liked Destiny 1 when it first came out for a little bit, and then I got bored of it.
You have mentioned this a few times.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So that's why I didn't pre-purchase it or anything, because I did enjoy Destiny, but not enough to justify, I guess, spending that kind of money on it. So I wanted to try the beta first for free and see what it was like.
Yeah.
How long is the beta? Is it just one day?
I don't know, actually. Do you know that, Adam?
Yeah, it goes from the 28th to the 31st. So,
so
29th to the 1st for us.
Oh, my God. I've got no time.
Yeah.
I've got to play it.
What are you doing here?
I've only got time to play it tonight. Oh,
but they extended the console beta, so people think they'll do the same for the PC, possibly.
Yep.
They don't like the PC as much. No. They get more money out of console.
But, the first story mission was awesome. It was really cool. That was what I always liked about Destiny, not so much the PvP stuff. The story mission was really cool. You're like running through this destroyed ship or something, and then Nathan Fillion's character just kind of appears.
Man,
he just kind of appears and like tears stuff up, like does this really cool entrance, and then he's like, "Cool, see you later." And he just vaporizes and like teleports somewhere. I was like, "See you, man." Thanks for the help.
I love Nathan Fillion's delivery in things.
Yeah.
It's just brilliant.
Yeah, he's a good voice actor. So I really enjoyed that. And once I finished that mission, I went straight into the PvP.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's when I kind of vomited in my mouth a little bit.
Wow.
Okay. What's the story behind
that? That's a big review.
No. It's like, okay, people like this. Okay, people can like Destiny. Because I know our friends over at the Midwest Game Nerds are big Destiny fans. They're probably
say fanatics.
Yeah, they're not going to like me very much for what I just said there.
It's okay, you like PUBG, that'll be fine.
Yeah. that's where it lost me a little bit. Adam was saying to me before that I should play it with someone else.
Yeah. What weapon were you using as well?
Just the default Hunter one. I selected the Hunter class because that's what I played on Destiny 1 just because I was familiar with it. And the gun was cool for the environmental, like the story mission and stuff, but it's also kind of PvP. I was struggling. But I don't know if it's because of a console to PC gap. I'm still adjusting the whole first-person aiming thing.
It's because you learnt wrong. You were meant to learn on PC and then go to console.
Yeah.
And maybe. Now you can't really turn very well.
Like enjoying yourself because you were dying a lot?
Yes, I was not. I will confess that. I've said that to my friend as well. The only reason I didn't like it is because I suck.
Truth comes out.
And that really, like, it just didn't feel like there was any way I could get up to the level of the guys I was versing. Mm. Yeah, this guy was running around with those hand cannon things and just obliterating everyone. And I was like, how?
So, I'm not too familiar with the multiplayer aspects of Destiny. How does the matchmaking work? Is it a similar sort of thing to classic Halo, or is it almost like a World of Warcraft style dueling
thing? You get matched with anyone, essentially.
Yeah.
So, you could get teamed up with like someone, you know, who's like esports caliber or like have never played before.
Right.
Wow. So I didn't know there was no system to...
Well, I think in D1, there was like a little bit of that behind the scenes, but I think in D2, they said it's pretty much just open leather.
Oh my goodness. That's terrible.
But a lot of the more competitive people will go into like competitive matchmaking.
So was that something you have to be invited to do?
No, it's just like a different mode, essentially.
And then if you play competitive matchmaking, is that the same thing again, where it's pairing you with whoever?
I think so, but usually, because it'll be teams of four. So a lot of times it'll be only five teams of four. I think if you're playing solo, you'll find it hard to, like, you might take a while to find another group of three because a lot of people go into competitive with, like, you know, a full team.
There's no, like, strong communication.
Yeah.
So you're kind of, like, left in the dark with one on yourself, and then there's a party of three who don't really talk. They're in their own party.
Yeah, they're in, like, Discord or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
But yes, yeah, so that's where it lost me, because I suck.
Okay.
But it also triggered me a little bit, because I was playing it, and I was like, I had a different idea of Destiny in my head, how the multiplayer would be. Like, it's been a while since I played Destiny 1, of course.
Yeah.
And I remember being not too bad at that, okay? So, like, I wasn't good at it, but I wasn't horrible like I am now. And
are you just out of practice? Are you going to go back
I feel like it was the game mode I was playing. Because is it just domination?
Control, yeah, domination.
Yeah, control. See, that's what annoyed me. It was domination. I was like, this is Call of Duty? That's what I felt like I was playing.
It's like control, but your kills still count. So the whole thing is the more, points you have, the more kills you count for. Yeah. So if you have all three and you're on quote unquote power play, then each kill is worth three, which means that the more you dominate objectives, the quicker you can win. If you're on one flag, it's going to be a lot harder to win.
Yeah.
Wasn't Destiny 1?
What's the point of that?
I guess because in like control or like so domination.
Forgive me if I'm wrong, but that just sounds like if you're winning, you're just going to continue to win.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like too.
And same if you're losing, you're just going to keep losing. There's no point.
Almost.
I see it as it's more a stronger focus on objective.
Yeah, it's not just kills. So you've
got people who want to go for kills.
And that still is a valid option.
It is, but there's other people who want, you know, let's just get the objective. The better your objective capturing skills, the better you can do in climbing.
If you just went for kills and you'd struggle to win. Yeah. If you went for objectives and then try to get a few kills, you'd win a lot faster.
That's how I see it.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, so I was playing that and I was having like Vietnam Black Ops flashbacks.
Oh my goodness.
And yeah, it was no.
Okay.
I will give it another go. Like I said, I've still got a little bit of time on the beta. I'm just gonna try and party up with someone or something. Maybe even party up with Adam.
So if you see really melodramatic tweets from Jordan tonight, you know what happened.
Yeah, I lost in Destiny.
You should have tried using a controller. Like, I still use a controller. I get a lot of flack for it.
Really?
On PC, but I was holding my own.
That's my thought.
That's really interesting.
Is aim assist on PC when you have a controller?
I'm not sure.
Because that's what I think your problem is.
Yeah, because I'm used to aim assist with everything.
On console
is
aim assist everywhere. Yeah.
But I can play Overwatch fine, which is what confuses the hell out of me. But then again,
you're just used to Overwatch at this point.
Yeah, like the characters I'm used to in Overwatch aren't really aim heavy. Like I can do 76, but Lucio so much is kind of just like
Lucio
spray
is
and pray.
As far away from aiming as possible.
Yeah.
Your main job of healing, you do by standing there.
Oh, I don't stand. I zip around.
Yeah,
but bit,
you know, your existence but, is yep. your job.
Yeah.
It's just two different games, I think. Because it's like saying if you go from Call of Duty to playing Soldier 76 on Overwatch.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, yeah.
It's kind of the same thing, but you're kind of like, you're still kind of lost in the entire game.
Yeah.
You're not going to be exact pinpoint accurate.
How is that guy flying? What do I do? Oh my God.
I think that's also part of the problem why I suck at Battlefield 1 on PC now as well.
Mm.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's interesting.
Mm.
I wouldn't have picked that.
And now,
was that sarcasm?
No, it wasn't actually. I'm just blocked.
So that's your experience on Destiny, Jordan.
Yes.
Now your experience.
I played a couple of games by myself, and it just felt, I don't know, like it was okay. But then when I played with a few of my mates, it was so much better.
That's how I think I see every game.
Because you're talking to people, you know, you get a bit of communication.
Yeah.
It's a lot more enjoyable because you can have a bit of banter with your mates.
Mm.
See, that's what I miss about stuff like Halo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no big groups of people that I am a part of that play these big multiplayer games, so that's why I'm stuck playing either single player games or MOBA where I can
stuck
yell at
playing
people.
Saints Row.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh gosh.
That's a co-op game, isn't it?
What? Saints Row?
Saints Row.
No.
I feel we would play together a lot more, Mitch, if you had just that little bit more processing power.
I agree.
Yeah.
Hopefully that won't be too far off, but
no, get there. Okay. Yeah. One day.
I think I'd spend all my money on microphones, though.
And Adam, you tried every single class?
I did Warlock and Titan, because I'm not really a hunter
right,
kind of
okay.
guy.
Right, okay. That's where I want to know, because I was a massive hunter guy in Destiny 1.
It's probably my least favorite class.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I felt that way with Warlock, and I was like, this is just so
Titan
weird.
I think I did Warlock for like probably the first half of my play in D1, and then I just fell in love with the Titan, just because he's so sort of bulky and can survive for so long.
I think I need to give Titan a whirl too.
I have to bring this up because you're saying D1 and D2 as these games names. Yeah. See, D2 for me is still always and will forever Diablo. Be Diablo 2.
Mm. Yeah.
And it's really irking me. And it shouldn't, but it is.
Are the classes the same? Like skills-wise or like...
No, they're very different. I think they've tried to go into it and have three distinctly different play styles.
Yep.
Like the Titan now, you have sort of like a little... You can pop up like a little shield in front of you.
Interesting.
And you got two different variations. So one is just the whole shield, so you can basically block off like a hallway. And then one is sort of you can... If you crouch, no one can shoot you, but you can crouch up and you can still shoot over the top of it.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah.
And it auto-reloads you as well, like when you crouch down.
Yep.
So, yeah.
So it's like Time Crisis.
Yeah. You just went over... No one's played Time Crisis.
You know what my D2 is, though? It's a bit...
What's your D2?
Mighty Ducks. D2. It's actually called D2.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You did not watch the Mighty Ducks when you were a kid.
No, not to the point of knowing D2 is the bloody sequel.
Is that a hockey game thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the live action one, not the cartoon, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I have watched that.
I was annoyed by the live action Mighty Duck movies because they weren't the same as the cartoons.
See, I didn't even know there was a cartoon one.
The cartoon was amazing.
I think they starred Charlie Sheen's brother or something.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I have to show you the cartoon now because it was like super 90s. Oh, my God. I can't even load this.
What have you been playing, Joel?
So, I'm kind of the same with Mitch where it's been... okay, something's happening now.
Oh, sorry. I forgot I was also streaming the... Okay. Never mind.
Oh, gosh.
I was going to play the Mighty Ducks 2 opening, but...
Okay. Where...
They were literal ducks.
Oh, actually, yeah, I do remember this. But I thought this came after the movie.
I think it did.
Oh, okay.
But I was very confused by the live-action film not having superpowers.
I'm confused as what's going on.
It's the most 90s cartoon. Okay. That's okay. Sorry.
I haven't played much, but I did play last weekend the Call of Duty beta.
Yes. How was that? I think we're all eagerly awaiting.
Yes, I want to hear your thoughts.
It's kind of... It's Call of Duty. But grabbing...
Jetpacks?
No. Boots on the ground. No more jetpacks. Gone.
Can you jump?
You can jump, yes.
Not boots on the ground, is it?
You can...
Oh, my goodness.
You can do the classic old swan dive rather than the slide on the ground type of thing.
Like it is.
The prone dive thing.
Yep.
But I grabbing with what you guys are saying, where I played it on my own and I played it with friends.
Yes. Yep.
And playing on my own was not as fun as was playing with friends. Because having that banter with... Where one of my mates always came last because he was sniping.
Yeah.
And he was only sniping.
Or camping. Yeah.
And that's the thing. I'm like, man, you're coming last. Oh, man, that's terrible. But it's the fun that you have in that. But it feels like a classic Call of Duty game. I played the domination and team deathmatch, but the main focus on the game, which I think was war, where you have two sides.
War is just conquest.
Yeah. It is. So it's the push thing. So one side tries.
Oh, like Rush in Battlefield. Yes.
To capture each objective.
Yeah. What's that like? Because I feel like that's the mode I would play the most.
It's like the only mode that matters anymore, really.
Like, when I watched the gameplay footage from Gamescom, it was like Domination or something.
Mm. Yeah.
And I was like, that looks crap.
I had mixed feelings with the whole thing.
Okay.
Where I like the idea of having an objective where each player needs to get to that and push that.
Yeah.
Where... Your kill and deaths don't count at all. Mm. So, there's no got to get the best kills, the most score type of thing. The one thing I don't like, it focuses on you're supposed to hold this objective, which in some sense is kind of camping.
Yeah.
Where one side will push up, hide a corner and wait for you to come round, then kill you off.
Oh, yeah, that type of thing. So, it's like one choke point.
Yes. It's a small map and there's only, what I think, maybe five of you. Who needs to do it. So it's not...
Oh, okay. I thought it was like...
It's not Rush where there's, what, 60 people all in the area?
64 players.
No. Yeah. It's, what, 10 players at once and then that's it.
Oh, okay. That's a little bit different.
It is. Yeah. So you have, what, maybe two paths you can go, just two objective choke points type of thing with maybe some things you can snipe and go around. But I didn't like it at all.
No, it doesn't sound very enjoyable.
No.
Maybe I should just...
I stuck to Team Deathmatch and Domination.
Yeah.
And that was Call of Duty for me.
How are those two modes?
I enjoyed it, but I was so rusty. I haven't played Call of Duty in a long time, multiplayer-wise.
Yeah. Are you still going to pick up the main title?
Oh, for sure. It's a classic World War II Call of Duty game.
Did it feel much like, if you can remember back when we played Call of Duty 2 for our channel ages ago?
There's sprinting in this one, though.
Yeah, but that's did it feel like difference. That plus sprinting?
It is... I see it. It's fast-paced, but it's still a lot slower than what it was with the usual Call of Duties.
Yeah.
Right. So there's no vertical thing where someone's high above you and you can't jump up there. You're all equal playing fields, and which that's what I enjoyed.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah,
I might have to play that before I buy it.
I'm
somehow.
Not gonna get it.
No.
It doesn't sound like I'd put enough time into it to really matter.
Mm. See, I will, because I've got them. I'll straight pretty much just play the multiplayer.
Yeah.
Then there's their own version of a zombies game mode in it as well.
Yeah, that's a selling point for you, though, because it's like a bunch of maps that have existed before, isn't it?
No.
No? What am I thinking of?
You're thinking of Black Ops 3.
Yeah. That one.
Yeah, that's already out. Yeah. This is their own take on zombies, where it's much darker and much... gory and
I've seen a few trailers and it looks very like it's not very PG, it's very like getting towards the R rated
Call of Duty game.
It is, and then of course the single player, which lasts for 10 hours, and then I'll just push past that.
Yeah,
okay.
Well,
is there a single player aspect to the beta?
No, okay. No,
that's just my final question.
That was just a really good transition there. I was like, speaking of R ratings, South Park. The Fractured Butthole is
my
now...
My Fractured Butthole?
Yes, is now officially not going to be censored in any way internationally or even Australia. So
really?
Yeah, we're getting the full package deal here.
Thank God.
So I think this happened with the Stick of Truth. They have to adjust some things.
Yeah, there was a big space scene.
You're aware of what happened, right?
No, I'm not, actually.
Oh, okay. So they actually replaced... did you see what they did to censor for Australians?
Oh, actually, I think I do remember that. I think we spoke about this on the show a while ago.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The crying koala?
Yeah, I think you've explained it to me before.
It was a space scene in The Stick of Truth where you were abducted by aliens and your dad was being probed.
Yeah.
But to stop that and because of the ratings, they put a crying koala in a box saying, "I'm sorry, we can't really show you this.
But
here is a cute, cuddly little koala."
Oh, my God.
This is what would have happened if you had seen it.
Yeah. Yep.
And it did that probably maybe 5 or 6 times during that one level.
Oh, wow.
He kept getting anally probed.
Yeah.
So...
That seems such like such a stupid thing to censor.
It is, but I think at the time it was a big controversy.
This is pre-Australia's R rating.
Yes, that is true.
And I don't think they updated it on Steam for us either, because I've been playing Stick of Truth again on my laptop, on my Steam account, and it's still censored. So
same with when I pre-ordered the Fractured Butthole. You got the free copy of Stick of Truth.
Yeah.
It's still not updated on PlayStation either. So it's just permanently, there's no updated version at all.
Mm.
Exactly.
For Australians. Sucks.
You couldn't even buy like a US version and get like a USP, a US PlayStation or something. Like
if I when I was a big Xbox gamer, when Left 4 Dead 2 came out, it was heavily censored in Australia as well.
Yeah.
I bought a Chinese copy, which was completely decensored.
Yeah.
And it worked on my stuff because it's all the same region.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you could do that on console if you wanted
to. Yeah, because I remember I bought, I think ages ago, I ordered online Mass Effect 3 because I wanted to try it. I didn't play much of it, but
I can't imagine you would have.
I got that shipped from the UK and it still worked for us too, so I don't know if there'd be any. I feel like UK would be very similar to us though.
But, I don't know, actually.
Most people immediately assume that would mean that Fractured Butthole is going to be a lot tamer.
Oh no.
Then then Stick of Truth.
Did you watch the gameplay demo on IGN and stuff?
Oh, yeah,
my God, that was not tame.
And yeah, so what's her name? Kimberly Weigand.
Yeah.
She's the Ubisoft San Francisco associate producer. And she said that they worked close with Matt Stone and Trey Park, and they didn't do anything differently this time to what they did last time. So everything is kind of in there on purpose. And if it's tamer, then that's just the way it is. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, but I doubt if we know these guys, it's not going to be tame. No.
And they've not toned themselves down on purpose.
Yeah, yeah.
Good.
So she said, we really didn't hold anything back with the Fractured Butthole. We worked very closely with Matt and Trey to tell their story, and they obviously didn't hold back as well. So, nothing to worry about there. We're getting the full uncensored Fractured Butthole.
I can't wait. Did you actually see the gameplay trailer that they originally
did? Yeah, I saw the original one,
The strip club?
Like the E3 last year one?
I think there was I think so. E3 this year. They did a gameplay demo of they went through a strip club.
Oh, I'm not sure if I remember that. I just remember they're in their house or something, and the rubber comes in, and they're like using their abilities for the first time.
Well, your main objective was to concoct a cocktail. We had to find the ingredients, which was like alcohol, poop, a used condom of some kind, scattered all around, and put it for a drink. But one of the other gameplay mechanics in that was you had to give a lap dance to a guy where you eventually farted on him. So, that's not censored. I'm glad that's not censored.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny. That's
to see something that crude at the start of a game.
Yeah.
What to expect from everything else. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, just where it can go from there is probably endless. So, Kimberly also said they kind of, they asked her about why they think that it didn't get censored or anything for Australia. And she said it could be a changing of the times. They're more open to ideas. Maybe they saw the reception to the first game and... But she said, we're not honestly entirely sure why, but we're very happy that everyone's going to get the same experience because that was such a big bummer for the first game that there were certain things we couldn't show in some countries.
Is that a joke?
I feel like it was a pun intended right there.
No, that didn't even trigger in my... And I should pick up on that stuff.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah. So, do you think this will impact game like any other games further in Australia, like new releases?
There's not really anything as controversial as South Park.
Yeah.
We might see something interesting come out of the mobile game that they're running.
Mm.
I don't know. I'd like to see more RPGs having a bit more free reign. Like, obviously, going back to saying The Witcher 3 has a bit more adult content and stuff like that. It wouldn't go amiss to see some more graphic or controversial content coming to games.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're going to get out of it past a cartoon style, though.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I agree with that one because I don't think any game will try and be as crude of humor as South Park.
No.
And there's no game like that. And the only way to, that game is the only one that'll push and try for a band style type of thing.
And they'd be stupid to try and compete with South Park.
Oh, for sure. Too.
But I look at this the same way as we were looking at Deadpool a year or so ago when that first came out. It was the first R-rated Avengers movie that are heavily watched by kids. Kids love the Avengers movies. And then we started to see now we're starting to see a few more R-rated films. Not everyone's not so scared to do it anymore. So do you think we'll start getting more R-rated games after this point?
So games and films have always been so separate. You can't really compare them. Yeah, I wish you could, but it just doesn't seem to work.
No. What I don't get. You say we're not going to go past the cartoony stage, but yet we've got films where there's not Deadpool, but any R-rated film, you could probably find something that these disgusting things happen.
That's terrible, human centipede terrible things.
Kind of stuff. That's done to look real as possible.
Mm.
And we've got games where they're only just getting through because they're cartoons.
Yeah. In Australia, the argument's always been when you watch a movie, you're not enacting. It's a passive experience.
Oh, okay.
This is an active experience, and that's what get people.
So you're making the decisions. You're making the character move.
Yeah. It's like Trevor in GTA.
Yeah.
Right? Imagine a whole game starring him. We would not get that in good quality graphics that look realistic.
Yeah.
But in the same quality as GTA?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm the same.
Not yet.
It'll... It's kind of the question you're asking now, as in, do you think there'll be a VR game in the style of an R-rated, GTA, South Park or something?
Yeah, that's something that I would be interested
in. No, let's not go there.
We are getting Doom VR, which is pretty graphic.
Yeah, VFR.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Doom's different. Doom is your action, you're killing and fighting stuff.
Yes, sexual. The second it goes sexual, everyone's... Yeah. Look at Outlast. Look how much trouble we had at Outlast.
Yes. So, it's do you think VR will eventually push to that category where it's GTA?
Well, I think VR has to get a decent audience first.
It's not really big in Australia yet.
Yeah.
It's not worthwhile. We don't have the internet connectivity or the readily available hardware, I don't think.
No, but I haven't seen an Oculus Rift in a store.
But that software is the only thing that we're close to actually making it look pretty much realistic, because you're the player playing that.
Yeah.
Every game I see...
We can't even do it with a third-person perspective. I don't think we're going to be able to do it with VR.
Mm. Well, to be fair, there is... I don't know if this counts, but there is like pornographic VR content.
Yeah, but that's more selling the medium than interaction.
Yeah, but I guess it depends on the genre.
Wouldn't that be passive too?
I don't know. Like, you can get some pretty weird stuff, man.
How do you know this, Jordan? How do you know about this?
Oh, I just see like stupid videos on Facebook.
Do you have a VR headset,
like...
Jordan?
Huh?
Do you have a VR headset?
No, I don't.
Okay.
But, wouldn't mind one. No.
Jesus. Oh, all right, so do you really want to go down that road with your sticky VR headset? Or?
No. Oh, God. No, I've just seen videos on Facebook of like girlfriends busting their partner.
Right.
Stuff.
It's stupid. Why would you do that when they're like...
I know. It's not something you do while anyone else is home. Like,
This is just the weirdest tangent.
I'm not talking about my spell specifically.
No.
I'm talking about...
We're finding so much about you, Jordan.
Oh, God.
He buys a VR headset. We're not going to let him live it down.
Yeah. Oh, God. Speaking of sexual experiences, Overwatch is giving us quite a few new updates lately.
Again, I'm very confused as to what you've been doing.
Namely to Mercy.
Okay. Okay. That's not helping your situation. Jordan likes German girls.
Heidenstabne. So over the past few weeks, Blizzard have been hard at work giving us some really, really big changes to Overwatch. I didn't even think of that until I said it.
All right, can we continue?
Let's.
We're adults here. Let's.
So we're getting a lot of changes to Overwatch lately. Most recently, they introduced deathmatch and team deathmatch modes.
Yep.
For the arcade, so in deathmatch, you got 8 players who go head to head, so it's just free for all.
So finally, kills count.
Yes, and it's first to 20. So one kill equals 1 point, but you have to get the final blow on the on the.
So that one wasn't even funny. Just keep going. You have to get the final...
That's what they're called in Overwatch, last blow. So I don't know what else to say.
You have to get the kill shot.
Yeah. You have to get the point. I could do all this damage to someone and then Hanzo could just like chuck an arrow.
So kill stealing actually is a thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. Wait, so 20 kills to you as a player? Oh, is it free-for-all?
Yeah, it's free-for-all. So first to 20.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And you can also get environmental kills.
Because
I booped a Roadhog off the map.
Is it still the same style where...
But if you jump off the hill and take no damage from anyone, you lose a kill.
Can we have like 8 Hanzos, 8 Reinhardts? Or do we have one each limitation?
No, there's no limitations.
Okay.
Only in Team Deathmatch, they lock.
I can see a lot of like Genjis and Hanzos just like camping up an area.
Hey, don't worry, I'm already... I experienced the Hanzo main today already.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Is that what you were doing all morning?
Yes. I was playing Doomfist. I actually do pretty well with Doomfist and TDM, but just Hanzo would always find a way to find that arrow into my face. So that's cool. So you got deathmatch and team deathmatch. So you got 2 different modes. Team deathmatch has 2 teams of 4 going head to head, and it's first to 30 in that one.
Mm-hmm.
So they have pretty much just about every map they've adjusted for like a team or deathmatch mode. So they just cut off certain areas, so it's just like a little portion of the map.
Yeah.
But they added one new one in, which is Chateau Gilliard.
Chateau Gilliard.
It's set in I can't find my notes. Southeastern France, and it's the home of Widowmaker. So
okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. So Chateau. That's kind of cool. There's like a whole backstory to the map and stuff that I didn't bother putting in because
it's okay.
I would have probably stumbled more words
because
it would have been all in Eastern France.
We would have loved to hear that, though.
Yeah. I would have really loved to have heard try and pronounce French words.
But more exciting for me is all the changes that are happening to the heroes lately.
Yes. Now, I haven't heard any of this. Do you want to run me through this?
No, so I'll do the ones that went live with this team deathmatch patch. There's a few in PTR at the moment that I'll get into soon.
Yep.
But So Roadhog can now heal while he's moving.
Yep.
So he doesn't have to stand
really?
Still. Yes.
Man, that's a big change.
Has the heal been nerfed in any way?
No, it's actually, while he's healing as well, he takes 30% less damage.
So that's a big buff.
Yeah, but think Roadhog has also been nerfed with his damage lately, so
you can't
single hook and kill someone now.
That's good, though.
Yeah. So they give him a bit more survivability.
Can you still do the hook where you hook them and like leash them back where they're in front of you?
Yeah.
Still a big... Because I saw a video...
Well, in Ilios and you just... hook them into the well. And
I know
stuff
if the
like
video
that.
Is still there where you hook them and then you just spin your mouse around and like just like wave around. They'll be hooked onto you for like, what, 3 seconds? Just waving around. I don't know if that's still available. Is like that's still a thing?
I think that sounds like something they'd patch out pretty quick.
Yeah. I don't know about that one.
It's Overwatch, man.
The hook off the map kind of thing.
Oh, right.
So now Junkrat has 2 concussion mines.
Oh, excellent.
So he can practically triple jump.
Oh, he can. Yeah, yes. The start of the game is always the funnest part.
Yeah. I never really got into Junkrat, so I don't know how to do that.
I'm going
to
really enjoy that.
Yeah.
How does that work? Is it 2 separate cooldowns for each mine, or?
It's kind of like, have you played much Overwatch?
Yeah.
It's kind of like Symmetra's turrets. You know, you've got the little icon in the corner. Okay, it's like the circle that regenerates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you have 2 ammunition. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they both detonate at the same time? If you throw one down, can you detonate one, or do you have to throw down 2 to get detonate both? I don't understand.
That's why I haven't tested that yet.
You've always got when you throw them down, you've always got your detonator on your left trigger or right.
So I'm not sure if it's like tap once to do one and tap once to do the other.
I think it would be. It would be
succession. Yeah. Because, I was trying to figure that out today, but I just got too consumed in the team deathmatch and I wasn't thinking about it.
You could get so high in like when you fly in that.
Oh, yeah. If people are triple jumping.
If you put one down, wait for the recharge where it's about to hit the second one.
Yeah.
And then you explode, throw another, explode, then throw another.
Yeah.
Then explode.
Yeah.
You're high in the air.
Yeah. It's like Junkrat versus Pharah now. And Orisa's barrier size has been increased by 20%. Along with a bit of a different shape now, so it gives a bit more coverage.
I didn't find a problem with that at all. It seemed fine.
Yeah, no, I actually found it quite annoying. Orisa can actually be quite devastating now, I feel.
Really?
Yeah, just that barrier, like for some reason, because it cools down a lot quicker.
Yeah.
And so as soon as it's destroyed, she's putting down another one.
Mm.
And it just irritates the hell out of me. At least with Reinhardt, it's a lot more damage. You get down, and he's out of action for a while.
Yeah, he'll run off.
And yeah, he has to run and hide and recharge. But with Orisa, she can just keep throwing that bugger down, and I'm like, oh!
And she keeps shooting you.
Yeah, she's just user driving. And with that, that's her damage with that has been increased as well.
Oh, good.
In this patch. So I'm like, I'm going to hate Orisa even more. But Widowmaker's grappling hook also is gone. Cooldown has also gone from 12 to 8. So she's a bit more mobile.
Okay.
Yes.
Because that's what we needed, a mobile sniper.
Yeah. At least maybe they'll get on the point more often.
She won't move no matter what. 12 seconds to 8, she'll still sit in one spot.
Yeah.
Put down an explosive poison thing. That's it. You're done.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, that too. The Venom Mine, actually, if people trigger it, she can now see them through walls.
Interesting.
Yes. No one else can see them, just Widowmaker.
Yeah. But I can see what.
Yeah. So that's kind of like a monitoring thing now. You put it somewhere so no one comes behind you.
I can kind of see that. That's what it was intended at first. It was kind of a trap that's just what I always snuck up on.
Put it behind me so when I see triggered, I'm like, okay, someone's coming behind me.
Yeah.
So they're also doing a lot of changes to comp this season. So that will start tomorrow. So that's Friday for Australians. So you'd be in the thick of it by Monday by the time this podcast comes out. But so competitive seasons now go 2 months instead of 3.
Yep.
And control maps, the big change is there. It's now best of 3.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So usually if you play quick play in control, it's the first team to win 2.
Yep.
Now it's like that in competitive as well.
Okay.
Because competitive, it was like best out of 5 or something.
Yeah, it used to be first to 3. Yeah.
And they went for ages and Mr. Kaplan didn't like that. But yes, the really exciting thing at the moment is PTR.
Oh, Mercy.
Mercy.
Oh, Mercy, please.
Mercy's res has been, or her alt res has been removed. It's now her second ability to res a single character.
Yes.
Which is excellent because Every time I played Mercy, I always raised just a single
character. Or you wait for your entire team to die first before you're getting the big reds.
Yeah, like
everyone else is dead. You see Reinhardt and you're like, you just lie down and then you can get a res.
How long is the cooldown on the res now?
30 seconds.
Is it 30? I thought it was 20. Okay, yeah.
30 at the moment.
Can you chain them for more cooldown?
Chain how?
Like res. And then after 10, 20 seconds, if you immediately pull it again, is it a slower reduced cooldown?
It's just 30 seconds every time.
Okay.
It is 30 seconds, but her ulti does refresh it instantly.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So you can res, I've done that a ulti, few times. Res, yeah. And then the cooldown of that res drops to 10 seconds, I think.
Yeah.
That's pretty excellent.
Yes.
But yes, her new ult is the exciting, interesting thing.
Mm. It's just her going crazy, yeah?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you know her little pistol that you barely use?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forget about it sometimes.
Yeah. So. Don't worry.
I've been playing with my hands there. Just kind of made a noise. You looked at me very weird, like.
Yeah.
Dude, we're on the radio.
So now she can just. Her ulti is called Valkyrie.
Yeah.
And she just. Gives her ability to completely fly.
Does she scream when she triggers it?
No. You just see like kind of these wings go on the side of the screen and then you start flying everywhere.
That doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't, but it's just kind of the visual.
No, I mean like Valkyrie, she's German, yeah?
Yeah.
It's got nothing to do with Vikings.
I think it's something to do with a suit.
Hayden Stabney. Okay.
I don't question the Overwatch gods.
All right.
Yeah.
All
right.
But the extent of what it does, it is really strong.
Yeah, so it pretty much amps up everything she does.
Drops the res to 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Unlimited bullets.
Mm.
Faster fire rate on the gun itself.
Yeah.
Unlimited flight for the full duration.
You can fly. For 20 seconds.
Yeah.
So it's similar to like the Tranquility?
It's similar to what's the... chick with the sniper rifle that can boost you.
Anna.
Yes, it's similar to that, where once you get hit, you're boosted up and you can just do much more damage.
Mm.
So the video I saw.
Yeah, that went everywhere. I've seen that video so many times.
Like the whole team wipe thing?
Nano boost, yeah.
Nano boosted Mercy.
Yeah.
Ulting with the pistol. She wiped the whole team on Route 66.
Wow. That's excellent.
So, I think they're already talking about nerfing the pistol again.
Yeah. Oh,
for sure. Yeah. That's just like, the first time I saw that, I was like, that seems a bit
But yeah, even I, just... like, I played a bit of PTR because I needed to try this.
Yeah.
Like, before it got destroyed. Mm. Like,
was it hard to get Mercy?
No, I was the first one every time. And then someone would type in chat, hey Rev, can I play Mercy? And I'm like, should have insta-locked, bro. I don't know what's wrong with you. Like, he's like, oh, I guess I'll just never play Mercy in the PTR. And I was like, whoa, man.
That's deep.
The struggles.
Trying to guilt trip you.
Yeah. But, so that was a lot of fun. I got quite a few kills ulting in that. Her healing is also increased, and you can now tether chain. So, her healing beam, if everyone's critical, it kind of distributes.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah, so that's cool.
So, she just becomes a much better healer now.
Yeah.
I don't see her as a healer anymore. I see her as a damage dealer. Once your ulti starts, you're like, you know what, guys? I got this. Lay low. I've got the game.
That sounds brilliant. Just hide behind like an Orisa wall and then you're just wailing on everything.
See, I think I don't think that's what the ult was intended for, though.
No, but they pushed it like too far.
Yeah, and that's why they're going to dial it back.
Jeff's just like, you know what? Let's give her everything. But for Jeff, why? Everything. I want to win the competitive games with Mercy.
Yeah.
Good. I like it when they change things up like this.
Yeah, it's quite a big change because I'm like, I keep saying this, but I've never been like that into a game like this that constantly gets changed and balanced and everything.
You're
like,
not used to the balance updates.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That's why this whole thing is a new world for me. Like, I grew up playing Halo constantly.
Yeah. This is why every episode's now. This is the patch notes for the latest.
To me, it's the Blizzard podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
With, Blizzard like, podcast. You know, extra things on the side.
Yeah. Yeah.
We like. But yeah. That's about all the changes. There is one more for D.Va. She can shoot missiles now. Her matrix has been halved. And she
halved now- duration or halved in size?
Half the duration.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I wasn't...
Yeah, sorry, I should have specified.
So, she can shoot missiles. What if she'll change in Heroes of the Storm, if she'll shoot missiles in that as well?
That would be pointless.
Why?
Because we've already got missile-shooting characters.
Who?
Sergeant Hammer.
Oh, well, missile... Oh, yeah, true, the ulti. Never mind, yeah.
Okay. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, that's about it for the Overwatch chat. Any last thoughts
on that?
No.
On Blizzard? Anything else on Blizzard?
I got a Blizzard thing.
Mm-hmm.
I brought up my armory to like explain what I did for the Diablo 3 challenge.
Oh, yes.
We should clear that up.
For those that weren't away last week, Adam lost the quiz, so he now has to do our challenges, one of which was to beat the Act 1 without any armor on Torment 5.
Yep. With the wizard.
So did you want to come around, Joel, and have a look at this weapon? And you just tell everyone what your thoughts are on the weapon.
Oh, come on.
So, Joel, do you want to explain this to us? Because we have no idea.
Yeah. So you did use the Gem of Ease?
Yeah.
Yep.
It would have been impossible.
Actually, good. That's the challenge. That was the meme.
Yeah.
So what the Gem of Ease does is if you attach it to your weapon, you can change it. You can put it on any level weapon.
Yeah.
And you can use it at level 1.
Yeah. Mm.
So if you use a weapon that you've dropped at level 70, like the best weapon type of thing.
Put that gem on it, you can use it at level 1.
Yeah, so his damage on his weapon is 4,300 DPS.
Yeah.
4-2, yeah.
Yes.
Close, 4,300.
So that at level 1 on Torment 5...
is instant kill of everything.
Not instant. It's still a challenge, but the only issue is if he got hit once, it would kind of...
Well,
But then you get experience as well.
Yeah, and I also have 1,400 vitality on this. And damage, 10% damage, and then dex, which is armor.
Yeah.
So, getting physical hits is a reduced.
Right.
But
you didn't specify the weapon.
I know. Did you find it challenging?
Without this next part, I wouldn't have been able to do it.
Oh, okay.
So, the only reason why I could do it, because I got to the boss, and it was taking about 10 minutes, which I cut out of the video that I posted for you guys.
Oh, okay.
And then I thought, what about the cube?
The Herodric Cube.
Oh, no. You used Kunai's Cube.
I used Kunai's Cube.
Oh, no. You didn't specify that part.
Yeah. Because I'm not wearing it.
Oh, no. You.
So
I don't
understand what the importance is. That's where the cheese comes in.
The Kunai's Cube is you can store weapons, armor, and like trinkets and rings and stuff into the cube and gain their like prefix of that without having to wear whatever it is.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So if you
see, if I had known that existed, I would have made you do it on 13.
Well, I used Scourge, so it was 45% chance when attacking to explode with Demonic Fury for 2,000 weapon damage.
Mm-hmm.
So on something like T6, it would have been crap, but because I don't have any other set bonuses, 2,000% weapon damage of the 4,000 is actually decent damage.
Yeah.
Wow.
I use the Mantle of Channeling, which is 25% extra damage and 25% reduced damage while channeling, because I was using
The wizard.
The wizard.
Yeah.
But the kicker was Broken Promises. Do you remember what that does?
No, I don't.
After 5 consecutive non-critical hits, because I have no crit, you get your crit chance is increased to 100% for 3 seconds. So I basically have unlimited crit chance. God.
Okay, I'm going to presume that this is a difficult thing to achieve.
Yes, usually with all gear, you get to maybe 45% crit chance.
Yeah, usually.
So having 100% crit chance is big damage.
You cheesed it. You've done it.
Yeah.
Well done.
I now know next time, your challenges are now specific for you.
Specific. Yeah, you have to write a paragraph.
Yours is like, just win player in battlegrounds. Yours is like, win player in battlegrounds on your own with a single weapon, no ammo.
With your left eye blindfolded.
Have you had any luck with the ghillie suit thing yet? Or have you tried it yet?
I haven't tried, no.
Have you two tried it? Because you know if you guys get it, you get
that
point.
Well, I've been picking up a lot of crate drops recently. And not a ghillie suit yet, though. No.
I just don't aim for ghillie suits. You didn't specify solo or anything, did you?
No.
That's what I mean. Like, I should just run it with my friends. Like,
you really should.
Yeah.
And it's haven't collected any feathers either. I haven't started on that.
I'm glad you're not cheating it, because you've already completed on Xbox, correct?
Yeah.
I'm glad you're not cheesing that one.
I thought I'd do the honorable thing.
Good.
And cheese the D3.
Yeah.
And that was Blizzard.
That's our Blizzard segment over for the week. Have we got much left of the show?
Yes.
Okay.
You got 10 minutes to talk about Street Fighter.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. So, to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Street Fighter, Capcom is releasing Street Fighter 2 as a red cartridge for the SNES.
Like the actual SNES? Cool.
Like the actual SNES cartridge.
Why? Is it like is like the things where like the bands they make like the
it's like
vinyl
an LP.
Records.
Yeah, it's like buying an LP now. Mm. Except it's
Honestly, if this was cheap, like a decent price,
it's not cheap.
I don't know.
Yeah, like I'm the same. Yeah. I would probably pick this up.
I'd probably get it, even though I don't have an NES or was an SNES.
SNES. I'd it's get it also just for not. The hell of it. It's the US SNES as well. We don't know if it comes to ours because the PAL SNES cartridges are curved and smooth, not whatever that is. So the product is created by IM8Bit, who have done a lot of other stuff of this nature, and it contains the following warning on the package, which is
really
this is the word for word the warning on the package when you buy this. Use of this reproduction game cartridge, the product. On the SNES game hardware may cause the SNES console to overheat or catch fire.
Oh my God.
The SNES hardware is deemed a vintage collectible, so please exercise extreme caution when using the product and make sure that there is a fire extinguisher, fire extinguishing equipment nearby. Use of this product is at the sole risk of the user.
This is unbelievable. Here is a game we're selling on
that's
a classic
designed
console that will or may not
ignite.
Ignite and destroy your console.
Good luck.
So play at your own risk.
Play this game with a fire extinguisher nearby.
That's mental.
Why are they is there a reason why it's gonna explode or anything?
They don't really give that reason.
I feel like we up the graphics, man. We
it's running at 1080p.
We're gonna use a lot more power out of that SNES.
Oh. So, do you still want to buy this?
No.
No?
This is like, okay, it's straight a collectible.
I wonder if this catches fire without being in the SNES.
What else would you play it in?
No, I mean
you mean just in general, it's catch fire.
You have it on your shelf and it just ignites.
Just because it's red. It's like the Mission Impossible, like, this tape will self-destruct.
But like,
you only play it once.
I see this as it's just a collectible. That's all it is. Like, you can play it, but we don't advise you to.
What about in like 20 years time where a bunch of people have bought this, everyone's forgotten about this. Like, oh, I got this.
Like stickers rubbed off the back.
I've got the red Street Fighter cartridge. Do you know how rare this is? Oh, wow. Let's give it a go.
It's going to go horribly wrong.
It is. It's just, I don't understand.
A home in East Ipswich today was set on fire due to
an
SNES console.
Oh. It's just so weird that they would try and release something that would be interesting.
Yeah.
I'd like to see other games like that. I'd like to see them not with severe warnings of... Because the fact that there's a warning on there means it's happened multiple times.
Yeah.
They've been able to reproduce it.
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't know how to fix this.
But, like, how do you not know how to fix something like that?
Take the fire out.
I feel like they'd like, produced and they've made... like hundreds and thousands of these copies of this.
And they've gone to playtest them.
And it just exploded. It's like, well, I guess we're stuck with this
Shall we try another? Yeah, sure. Okay, so this seems to be a problem. Yeah. What do we do? Just tell them not to play it. It's fine.
Just look at it. It'll be fine.
It's red. It's pretty. There you go. $40.
I actually know.
$40 for a game. No, you can't play it. No way.
I know at least one other person than you who will get this.
Really? I'm not getting this stupid thing.
Oh, you're not getting it?
No. God, no.
Oh, I reckon you will. If you see it somewhere on an Australian shelf, you'll be like, oh, yeah.
Not if it's going to catch fire.
Not if you don't. You don't have to play it.
But why would I own it if I couldn't play it?
It's a collectible thing.
Yeah.
I'd just buy the original.
Are you still doing the whole, like, collect video game consoles and the games counterpart to it?
What do you mean?
When are you, like, collecting, like... like Game Boys and all that stuff?
Yeah. Handheld games. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm maintaining my idea of collecting. Oh my God.
Something is going on with
your
phone.
I had my phone on auto silence for 1 hour.
Oh, we've gone over.
That's a good time for 1 hour.
Yeah. So I've just only collect the handheld.
Okay.
Nintendo.
You're not going to branch out eventually?
I really kind of want to pick up the Game Gear or the Sega Nomad.
Yep.
Game Gear. Is that the VR?
What? No. Sega Game Gear is like the...
Oh, I'm thinking of Nintendo, never mind.
Yeah, you're thinking of the Virtual Boy.
Yeah.
No, Sega Game Gear is like this brick. It's like this big, about the size of, I don't know what you'd call it. It's like...
An actual brick?
Yeah, it's about the size of an actual brick. Yeah. About the size of an actual brick with a screen about as big as a Game Boy, as a Game Boy screen, and it just plays. It's the first color handheld game.
Okay.
It's a brick.
It's. I'll show you a photo.
This doesn't sound interesting to me.
No, but it's got a bunch of really weird games on it.
But it's a good collectible thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what these retro consoles are coming to now, though. They're just.
And that's what this is now. This is just a collectible. Yeah,
exactly. And that looks pretty cool.
That's
not as bad as I thought you meant.
No, no, no. Yeah. The Sega Nomad is like a portable Genesis.
Oh.
Okay.
Which looks like this, Jordan. It's like that big.
Oh, okay.
It's massive.
Yeah.
Absolutely massive. Yeah. Anyway.
Welcome to the audio podcast where we look at pictures of...
That's fine. It's no different to what we normally do. We talk about digital medium. It's like, hey, don't you think Mercy's new outfit's great? Yeah, it is, isn't it? Like, okay,
good
thank
point.
You.
Strong point.
Audio podcast. Yeah, yeah. I'm not buying the red fire cartridge.
I won't either, but I can see why some people will. Because I think it is just a straight collectible thing.
It is, but we've only seen the North American version as well. We've not seen an Australian version.
If there is an Australian version, your ideas of getting one?
Just going to see how much it is.
Because if it's $40 US, that's what, probably 50, 60 here?
Yeah.
For a cartridge of a game that you'll never be able to play? Or you can, but you'll lose your console.
Yes.
So you're going to buy two consoles.
Yes. One for like, this will blow up or this will, maybe.
I found the official console that will work in your console and not explode for $12.
What? How do you know there's something that will explode and that won't explode?
This one comes with a warning. The new one comes with a warning that says play with it next to a fire extinguisher.
Okay.
And these ones are 30 years old and are still being sold without any warnings.
Oh, so you mean like the actual cartridge?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Why wouldn't they just reproduce that original cartridge? I don't know why they're red. Probably. Why wouldn't they just... Okay.
I don't know why they added the explosions. It just doesn't make sense.
More immersive.
I feel like it is like a Mission Impossible.
Street Fighter 2 Australian for $12 US.
Oh, wow. The cartridges are different, aren't they? Why did they change it like that?
No, America's the only one that's different.
Really?
Yes.
With everything.
America's always different, yeah.
They have to be special.
They have to make it look more angular and military.
A yard.
Oh, it's just terrible. We can't... No, the UK still does weird measurements.
Like, do they?
Yeah, weight's measured in but stone.
Then to Americans, we're weird because we have everything curved.
Yeah.
Blame an onion.
But I don't blame that for... on America. I blame that on Nintendo. Why would they do that?
What, the curvature?
Just have... The Americans have the boxy one, and we have the curved one.
Well, this is the difference in the consoles as well. Look at this. That's the American SNES.
Oh, it looks cool.
That's the Australian SNES.
Why?
This is what it is. Sorry. This is really...
Yeah, this is not...
It's okay.
You're Americans.
You got to talk about Diablo 3 for 20 minutes.
Americans, man. That Midwest game nerd. Do you want to... those Americans, right?
Oh, they're going to hate us now.
Look, that's the difference.
okay. Yeah.
If you're listening, Google SNES and just look at the differences because
it doesn't make sense.
It's quite strange and I don't understand why they would do that.
I like the curved ones better. They don't catch fire.
They look more sleek.
Yeah.
But I do like the color scheme of the American one better because I don't have the gray on top.
Gray buttons, not the colorful buttons.
Yeah, whatever.
It's okay. I'm sorry. This is a very strange little conversation we've got here.
Yes.
And from Overwatch to SNES in the same episode. Well done, everyone.
Overwatch to South Park to porn to SNES. So, yeah.
Don't buy this one because it catches fire. Don't let Jordan buy a VR headset. And nobody's going to buy Warcraft. No, what are we talking about? World at War. No. Call of Duty. That one.
World War II.
Yeah, that
Destiny 2.
I'll be buying it.
No, no one will be buying it.
I'll be buying
Destiny 2 as well. So.
Yeah, I'm still on the fence.
I'll get Destiny. I'll get on console, though. I won't get on PC.
Just get Destiny. Play with the Midwest team.
It's not a bad idea.
I think the key idea here is to play with mates.
Yeah.
Yes.
Play with friends.
Yeah.
Don't play by yourself.
Yeah. That's what games really are all about, really. Now, they used to be about the story, but now it's all about hanging out with your buds, having a few beers... Virtual beers and
whatever other virtual things you want.
Yeah. Let's yelling at each other, because they're playing 76 and they can't kill the Pharaoh. Oh, just small things.
It's okay.
Yeah,
your like little speech. You just, I see in my mind, I'm just like, lights are dimming, going black. Yep. One single spotlight's on. Yeah. You're like, ladies and gentlemen,
it's all isn't about that friendship.
It's all about friendship.
It's all about playing camaraderie games
with friends.
Yeah.
This is why he doesn't play Overwatch with me anymore.
I thought it was because he was bad and he was very salty.
Mm. Bit of both. Bit of both.
Who said... Who said what?
That's an excellent team.
That sounds like an excellent team. Place to leave that.
Anyways, thanks for listening to tonight's show. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter at ReplayAU or our individual Twitters, which mine is at Joel's Voice.
Mine's at Nimble Mimble.
I'm at Jordan Do Things.
And I'm at AdamX1337.
AdamXLeet.
Yes.
Remember, you can comment and rate us on our iTunes and Wooshka as well. But more specifically, iTunes. Yeah, just
please give us those iTunes reviews. There's currently two. I would like three by the end of the year.
More specifically, that's not us actual rating it. Yeah.
I rated it.
So you're one,
I'm
of one the three.
I'm one of the two. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And the other guy, some guy I met on Reddit.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good.
We traded shows. So I gave him a good review. He gave me a good review.
Did you listen to his show?
I did, actually. It was pretty good. It was enjoyable.
Okay.
Yeah.
And remember to go to our Discord, which is tinyurl. Is that it?
tinyurl.com/replaydiscord.
Okay. Yeah, you guys there. Remember that part. I won't remember. So anything, final notes to end it?
No. I'm good. I'm going to go and find the most obscure Game Boy Advance game for you to play.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Cool. Bye.
Bye. Bye.